This is Earth and Sky on wildfire and erosion. Normally on a rainy day, a canopy of trees covers a forest and softens the impact of driving rain.
But a forest fire can change things, and all too often, flood follows fire. That's because rain runs off quickly when it falls on soil that's been burned clear of trees and undergrowth. Later, floodwaters erode watersheds and wash sediment into streams and rivers.
Researchers at the Rocky Mountain Research Station in Moscow, Idaho, recently completed a survey of the scientific literature on various strategies for controlling soil erosion after a forest fire. A standard way to control erosion is to seed burned soil with grass, but non-native grasses can displace native plants, and grass needs a full year to take root. So these researchers recommend seeding with barley or winter wheat, grains that grow quickly and only live for a year. In that year, these grains help hold the soil. Afterwards, they make room for native plants.
On hilltops where seeding isn't very effective, workers take trees felled by fire and align them sideways across hill slopes to slow down flowing water. We have more about wildfire rehabilitation. Come to today's show at earthsky.com. Special thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Blockin' Bird for Earth and Sky.